Welcome back to the Business Leaders of America podcast, where business leaders come to share their advice and journeys to success with existing and emerging leaders of America. Join us as we delve into the minds of these accomplished individuals, uncovering the strategies and insights that have propelled them to the top. Whether you're an established leader or an emerging force in the business world, this podcast is your go-to source for the knowledge and inspiration needed to navigate the dynamic landscape of American business. Now, here's your host, Dylan Bloyd.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Business Leaders of America podcast. Today's guest is Kevin Dunlap. Kevin is the founder of Optimal Performance Academy, which is a training platform and academy for small business owners, startups, and solopreneurs. Kevin is an author of 4 business books and has over 20 years of experience as a successful entrepreneur, business consultant, and coach. At OPA, he works with coaches, trainers, and industry experts to help their businesses excel. He has helped many businesses grow to reach over 6 figures and is passionate about teaching the proven steps and strategies that he has learned and applied on his own journey. Thank you for spending time with us and joining the show, Kevin.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me here.
So if you could please give us a brief background on yourself and how you got to where you are today.
Well, I was one of the people that believed in the old concept that you had to go to school, get good grades, get a good job, and everything will be fine. And I did that. I mean, I even did for almost 5 years in the military. However, after having my first real job after college, after 7 years of college, I was a computer programmer working on a project known as Y2K. Now, for those of you that are under 30 years old, you may not know what that is. But back in 1999, there was this big fear that everything was going to crash in the year 2000 when computers went to 00. And back then, they only had 2-digit years, so the computers would have thought 1900. So there was a huge thing going on there. Now, I digressed a little bit, but after I finished one gig, I was waiting for my next gig, and then I ended up being downsized. And I was downsized not in a good way. And at that time, I swore to myself I would never work full-time for corporate America ever again. And so that's when I found my first business, which happened to be a network marketing company. That was how I first got introduced into entrepreneurship. And at that time, before I started that network marketing company, I had never really thought about entrepreneurship, because I always thought you had to be rich to be able to start a business. Like, hey, if I go open up a McDonald's, it's going to be $1 million or probably 2 million by now. Mm-hmm. For, you know, anytime I thought about doing a business, I thought this was going to be this huge capital investment. Well, the network marketing company actually changed my mind about that. I realized I can get into starting a business fairly inexpensively. And that ended up leading, after they were shut down, that ended up leading me moving from North Carolina out to Las Vegas back in 2004, in January 2004. And that's when I started my real estate consultation business, where I was connecting owner landlords with tenant buyers through a lease option program that I had created. And that I ran that business for 8 years, and then I ended up getting my real estate license, which would be another 8 years. So I was 16 years as an entrepreneur in Las Vegas working in the real estate industry. I wrote 3 books at that time, and then in 21, I decided to, in 2020, I got out of real estate. In 21, I wrote my 4th book, which is called Launch, the A to Z in Creating a Successful Business, which was a conglomeration of me going to seminars, workshops, for over a decade, and all the stuff that I had learned. So I put all of that into the book. In May of 22, I decided, you know what, I should turn that book into a business. And that's how Optimal Performance Academy was birthed. At the Academy, we create online training programs. We have coaching programs. We have workshops, webinars. We have trainings on the first and third Tuesdays of the month. And that's basically where I am today, is because of all of that stuff. So everything that I've done as an entrepreneur has been there to, you know, build something successful. And when I was creating the Academy, I remember all the other realtors and other people, other business owners in Vegas, I saw them struggle. And a lot of times they were struggling because they just didn't know. They did not know what they did not know. Mm-hmm. And when I realized that, that's when I decided, you know what, I should become a trainer. Now, I am going on a side note here. In the early 2000s, after the network marketing company went south, I did take a couple of part-time jobs as a college math teacher. And I really realized I love teaching.
Wow.
I realized I just love sharing knowledge with other people. And especially when they come to me and say, I did not know anything about what you were talking about until you talked about it. So now I feel grounded. I feel like I've learned something. And that to me is a huge win, because they can now use that in their life, in their businesses. And even when I was a college math teacher, is that I realized I'd love to create systems, and how do you understand these systems, how these things are all work together. And that's why I do what I do now.
You mentioned people who struggle when they're coming and they're asking you and you're teaching them. Did you encounter any struggles when you were starting your own business?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even when I first started my network marketing company, I remember I sat down for months trying to figure out, should I be an LLC, a C corp, S corp? And I struggled for months, so much so that I stayed as a sole proprietor until the network marketing company went out of business. Yeah, I mean, I remember I struggled with that. Yeah, and even also doing the set of the stuff, the products that we were selling. And then even as a real estate consultant, there were months that I was like, really, really struggling, like living paycheck to paycheck, where like I said, if I don't pay rent in the next 2 days or get a deal, I'm going to be on the street. Mm. So I there were good times. There's been times of good. There's also been times that are bad. Now that I look back, it's like, what can I learn for the times when things were tight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for sharing that, because I think a lot of the listeners who are looking into starting their businesses, or any of them who have started their businesses, I'm sure they're going through similar struggles, you know, so. Are there some commonalities amongst businesses who struggle to make money and grow?
I think one of the main ones is knowing who their actual client base is, because they're trying to attract everybody, and then they end up just trying to like throwing spaghetti against the wall to see what sticks, instead of like, hey, let me be very focused. I'm going to only work with men who've been an entrepreneur in business for 2 to 5 years who happen to live in Nevada, you know, or something. Getting more narrow in your in who your client is, and then getting complete clarity as to what are you going to be doing. Because I think a lot of people, they're just going to go out and wing it, instead of actually creating a system that can be tweaked, of course, but that is proven to work time and time again.
Just so focusing in on your customer.
Yeah, focusing on the customer and the service that you're going to be providing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like when I was doing my real estate consultation business, I was actually connecting owners with tenant buyers through a lease option program, sometimes seller financing, but was a lease option. My tenant client were always going to be people who could not buy a house because maybe there was a short sale, or there was a foreclosure, or they don't have a 2-year job history, or they just moved to Vegas. That was my target. I mean, on Craigslist back in the early 2000s, the main title of one of my ads would be bad credit okay. Because I don't care what your credit's like. I mean, all I care about is, can you afford the option payment?
Right. So are you still doing a little bit of that consulting, or is it just focused now on OPA?
Right now, only on OPA. I do have a branch, a training track that is also geared toward realtors or people in the real estate industry, as well as I've got another track for online businesses. I've got different tracks for my training. But as far as doing real estate itself, I do not.
Okay. So what is Optimal Performance Academy, OPA, exactly? And how does it operate once business owners have reached out for your service?
Normally what happens is they'll reach out for usually our coaching consulting services, and then I will release some of my programs to them, depending on which service that they actually are going to go through. Or maybe they can't afford the coaching. They can start watching some of the courses or downloading some of the courses there. Thus, I created the academy to be more like a school. That's why I call myself the academy. It is a place where you can get an education. And the optimal performance is because I want you to perform at the best that you can.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the different services that you offer the small businesses, and how do you tailor the services towards the unique needs of the businesses that reach out to you?
Well, if they're going to be a newer businesses, I usually recommend what I call the Business Kickstarter Basic, which is the basics of running a business. You know, we get a very fine-tuned into who's your client, you know, what are the services, what is your transformation story. This is the story that you tell at networking events. This is the same story that you're going to tell on stage. And they may vary in length, but that's, you know, we'll go into that as well. And then we'll go into client attraction, client retention, so that you can build that business. If somebody's a little bit more seasoned, I do have a second level coaching business called the Business Kickstarter Prime. In those cases, we're trying to create your online presence, like, how do you do webinars? How do you create your online presence? Is it going to be an evergreen webinar that you record once and you play over and over again? or is it be one that you do live? And then, you know, how do you build that webinar? Do you have all 15 steps of building a webinar, a successful webinar? My more advanced course is called the Business Kickstarter Elite. And that's going to be for people who have a business that, you know, they've got a decent cash flow, but they want to really take it to the next level. So in that one, we go into what is your signature talk, your 60 and 90 minute signature talk. How do you get on stage? How do you share your message with your transformation story from the stage? So instead of like doing a one-on-one, you go to a networking event, you meet people one-on-one, what about you stand on stage in front of 200 people? And you, let's say you have a 10% closing rate. You just got 20 clients in 1 hour. Hmm. So that's going to be for the more advanced people. I would never tell people that are just starting out, hey, you need to get a signature talk and get in front of 200 to 500 people. Like,
right.
I mean, some people could do that, but most of the time your system and processes have not been locked down yet. And if you don't have a good stage presence, then you could have a zero conversion rate.
Right. Yeah, it could actually backfire on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so different levels to the business. So depending on where they're at, that's what kind of level they sign up for. And then do you guys usually evaluate that, or do they kind of come in knowing that?
Well, we would do it through our discovery call. We'll have a 45-minute to 60-minute discovery call that we have with people. And then we will assess, now, where are you now in your business? Where are you wanting to go? And then how can we help you fill that gap in between? If you're just getting started, obviously it's the basic. It's like, hey, I've got 2-3 years of business. Okay, then obviously we just build your online presence. Oh, you want to have an online presence? Okay, let's get you on stage.
Right.
We discern that from our through our discovery call.
Okay.
Which is complimentary.
Oh, that's great. So have you had any struggles with clients come through and not be as successful or maybe just take a little bit longer to get to that success that they're looking for?
Here's the thing. Whenever somebody's getting started with us and, you know, and we're going through our training, the first thing we're going to be saying that for you to get better results, you're going to have to do things differently than you've done in the past, which is going to usually involve taking a risk. Now, how open that you are to doing that risk is going to depend on your success. Like for an example, if you're looking to get more clients, you know what that usually means? That means you're talking to more people. Mm-hmm. And it may be now you're talking online, or maybe you're leaving a LinkedIn voice message and in their messenger. What? If you leave a voice message on LinkedIn? Absolutely you can. It's called the app, the LinkedIn app. It could mean that you are talking to a lot more people or going to events. If you're shy, go to a networking event and go and say, I'm going to stay here until I get at least 5 decent business cards in my hand, not just somebody that just hands it to me. I have 5 meaningful conversations. Mm-hmm. Before you go home, you know, or whatever it is. So usually people's growth is going to be based upon how much risk that they're going to be taking. Same thing with investments. I mean, if you're very, very safe and just, I want to become a millionaire and I will only buy, you know, stocks that are steadily going up. But the thing is, if you want to put a little bit into it, you're only going to get a little out. Mm-hmm. So it all depends on how much risk that you're wanting to do. Now, with that being said, I'm not going to do something stupid,
yeah.
But I am going to say, you know, definitely need to push yourself. And that's going to determine your overall success.
So it's okay to be a little bit introverted, but at the same time, you know, if you want to be successful, you got to kind of get out of the box a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm. So yes, you have to do something different. That's the only way that you're going to grow is to do something different.
Right. Oh, thank you for that. So you spoke mm-hmm. about your newer book, Launch the A to Z in Creating a Successful Business. Can you give us more detail on that book?
Yes, that book is a book as well as a workbook. I mean, it is your standard 6x9 book that you see on most shelves at a bookstore. But there are, I believe, 43 exercises in that book. And those exercises are with each chapter. So let's say you're reading chapter 10, and it's, which is on business plans. And you go through the 7 parts of a business plan. Well, at the end of that chapter, like, okay, here's your executive summary. Here's your company description. And you go through and you write your business plan, or at least your first template of your business plan. So yes, the book is meant to be kind of interactive so that you're getting a knowledge. And then once you have that knowledge, you go in and do that exercise right then and there, instead of just giving you knowledge and leave the rest of on your own.
Mm-hmm. So do you recommend them? The listeners to pick up that book as well as get involved with the videos and everything else? Do those kind of coincide together?
They do. And if you do sign up for any of our coaching programs, I do give you an electronic copy of the book so that you do have it. That's one of the bonuses that I give people. And I even give the book away as an electronic version of our book when they attend one of our discovery sessions. I'll be willing to give that away, you know, as a freebie, saying, hey, this is something for you. I do know that I have a signature webinar or signature program as well. It's our very first one. It's called the Roadmap for Business Success. And anytime anybody schedules any kind of an appointment with us to check us out, I always give that program away for free. And that's a 1 hour program that covers what I also call the 3 massive mistakes entrepreneurs make that keep them from failing. So the book, the webinar or the course is to get past those 3 major things.
Perfect. Yeah. So any listeners listening now, pick up those books. All you got to do is schedule a call and that book can be given to you out for free. So if anything else, at least you get that bonus. So that's great. So how can listeners pick up your books and also get involved with you and connect with you?
All of our books are on our website, which technically it just links you through Amazon. So if you search my name with the middle initial, which is Kevin A. Dunlap, you'll find all 4 of my books on Amazon. However, if you go to our website, which is optimalperformanceacademy.org, again, that's optimalperformanceacademy.org, you can go there and you will see how to schedule a discovery call or a strategy session. You will see how to get to our books. You'll see all the courses that we have online. You'll see everything that we do on our website.
Perfect. All right, Kevin. Well, thank you very much. This has been great. I do have 1 more question before we go. Being an entrepreneur yourself, what advice can you give to people looking to start their own businesses and entrepreneurs still in their early stages?
Thinking about starting a business, I would say go ahead and get started. I mean, right? Come up with what you want to do and make sure that there is a need for it. And then just get started. Now, I would never say to go quit your job so you can start a business. You can always start this off as a side hustle. And then whenever the money that you're making in your business equals or exceeds your regular job, then you can make the conscious decision then, do you want to cut back on the job, quit the job, or still keep working full time? Because I would never tell anybody to go and quit their job. And just get started and fulfill that dream.